Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
In the 1800s, cholera was the most feared disease of the century and still claims victims in developing nations, a disease that can kill within hours if it goes untreated. An article published by Oregon State University writes, Hippocrates, the father of medicine who lived around 350 BC, recommended boiling water to filter out impurities, those particles that pollute its sweet taste, mar its clarity, or poison the palate. He was onto something, but the what you see is what you get approach was about the extent of scientific water analysis until the late 1800s when cholera spread across the world. It originated from a reservoir in the Ganges Delta in India. Thanks to people like Dr. Snow, cholera is now endemic in many countries. Our dailyjournal.org shared interesting insights into this. Way back in the mid-1860s, when an outbreak hit London's Soho neighbourhood, Dr. John Snow realised that the outbreak centred around a certain water pump. Snow observed that it wasn't an isolated case. The fiercest outbreaks always seem to focus around these water sources. Dr. Snow connected the outbreaks to infected pumps, and by doing so was able to establish that cholera was spread by contaminated water. This was a landmark step towards eradicating the effects of cholera. Connecting the dots resulted in something good for all of humanity. We can connect the dots in our lives to see something else at work. Ancient scriptures recorded when the Israelites crossed miraculously through the Jordan River into the Promised Land. They could have perceived it as an extraordinary but isolated miracle, a one-time example of intervention. But as they passed through the water, they surely were reminded of their earlier crossing through the Red Sea. No longer was it seen as an isolated occurrence. It was part of a long history of connected dots, showing their Creator's faithfulness towards them. Often we can look at our life and perceive it as nothing more than isolated and disconnected occurrences, random situations where things work out in a way we could have never imagined. But as with the Israelites, this isn't the case at all. God's faithfulness in our present is connected to all the moments of His faithfulness in our past. Connecting these experiences to each other helps remind us that God isn't just faithful in the here and now, but He can be trusted to be faithful in the future and forever. I'm Aaron Wright.